Welcome to a dual edition of the Cyclone Insider and Cyclone Slant podcast coming from Iowa State's victory on Friday over TCU, a 48-14 shellacking by the Cyclones on senior night. Iowa State says goodbye to the most accomplished group of seniors in its history. Don't even think that's even close to being an argument, given what we've seen over the last 5 years from the Cyclone football team. Randy Peterson is here with me. I'm Travis Hines. I don't even think I mentioned that. Everybody knows that, though, right? If you're listening to this podcast, you probably know who's on it. Randy, I think this season certainly disappointing for Iowa State with team results at 7-5 and probably a middling to maybe good bowl game. But there's no question, even with this year not living up to expectations, this senior class, really stretching over three recruiting classes, is the best to ever do it at Iowa State.
Yeah, and Campbell's told us this many times, and we've both written it and we've talked about it. These guys came to Iowa State with just a hope. Campbell had nothing to sell other than himself and his staff and the vision that they had for this program that has been, Campbell has said a couple times, including tonight, that was the laughingstock of the Big 12 Conference. The guys like Chase Allen, Charlie Kohler, Mike Rose, sure, I'll throw him in there. Jake Hummel. I mean, those guys came to Iowa State without knowledge of what the heck was going to happen. And together with the recruits that Campbell and his staff later brought in, I'm not going to say turn the program around, because the program's never been this good. They made Iowa State football relevant. They made it not only relevant in the Big 12 Conference, but made it relevant nationally. And for that, you're right. This is the best 5 years that Iowa State football has ever put together, and it's probably going to end up in, I don't know where, the Orlando or Houston, I'm guessing. I don't know, possibly. Yeah, it's been the best 5-year run in Iowa State football history.
Again, a 48-14 Iowa State victory over TCU puts the Cyclones at 7-5 for the year, 5-4 in the Big 12. Breece Hall, the absolute star tonight, rushing for 242 yards, a career high, and 3 touchdowns. Caught another touchdown pass and had 39 yards. Oh, hold on here. What do we got here? He's got 39 yards, but 48 after the catch. I'm not sure about those numbers. But
interesting.
I guess maybe he lost yardage on the one. But anyway, a spectacular night for Breece Hall. Becomes the NCAA record holder for consecutive games with a rushing touchdown. As a third-year junior, he has the ability to turn pro after this season. Hall said that he was probably take a week to decide. I think the overwhelming assumption is that he's played his last game at Jack Trice Stadium and will go pro. I think that's the overwhelming thought. I think the conventional wisdom there is pretty strong, especially at that position where your window is potentially pretty small to go get paid a lot of money to go play a game. Where, Randy, you've watched a lot of Iowa State running backs, going back to Troy Davis. Obviously, you saw Darren Davis, then you have David Montgomery, and now Breece Hall. Maybe it's too soon to give them a ranking, but how do you view Breece Hall within that pantheon of Iowa State running backs?
Well, given the fact of his all-around ability, catching the ball, running the ball, I would put him, and I'm really partial to Troy Davis, because he was the nation's first 2,000-yard consecutive 2,000-yard rusher. So, I mean, man, you got to be that's got to be number one in Iowa State football. But I would say I don't have any problem getting into a discussion and making an argument for Breece to be the second best running back in Iowa State history. He passed Darren Davis for career yards, so he's number two in career yards. As far as David Montgomery is concerned, maybe Breece was a little bit better pass catcher. Was used more in the passing game than David was.
Breece has, I think, higher end speed probably than David, too, even though David would run over guys To a degree that while Breeze can lower the boom on guys, Montgomery played with a real violence to him.
Yeah, and you're right. And Breeze has got that breakaway speed, like you said, when he's healthy. What we saw of him at the beginning of the season in the first two games to the Breeze Hall we saw today score, rush for three touchdowns and set that national record of 24 straight games with a rushing touchdown. I don't want to say night and day, but we were seeing in the first couple of games, we were seeing opponents tackle him from behind. I haven't seen that in the last 10 games at least. So, yeah, Breeze Hall, when he's healthy, there's nobody stopping him.
Another fantastic game, fantastic season, and maybe a fantastic career for Breeze Hall in Iowa State's, again, 48-14 win. And now to the more ephemeral discussion for Iowa State and certainly the more central discussion for Iowa State. It's been kind of bubbling in the background for a few weeks, and Randy, it seems like the Matt Campbell coaching rumors have exploded into the forefront today on Friday in a way that I was not necessarily expecting, but I think we can say these things are true without reporting really anything specific, is that one, the public smoke about Campbell and other jobs is as thick as we've seen it in 6 years, and the behind-the-scenes coaching industry chatter is as loud as we've heard it in 6 years.
Yeah, and yes, exactly. And throughout the game, I was getting messages from people, not social media type people, from people in the business of knowing the coaching carousel, the ins and outs of the coaching carousel, who have been involved in it in one way or another. And yeah, I mean, then as we were writing our stories tonight, we saw the stuff pop in about Campbell and Southern Cal.
Yeah, from John Wilner, one of the most connected West Coast reporters, saying that he anticipated Campbell would be the next coach at USC. He might not have used those exact words. He might have said the bet is Matt Campbell at USC, certainly not being reported that it's a done deal. But obviously there's a lot of chatter coming out of the West Coast specifically and even from the national media as well.
Yeah, and given that, I mean, I didn't know what – obviously we didn't see that until we got done interviewing Campbell. But I'd heard that he was potentially talking to – a few places next week, early next week, because Iowa State doesn't have a game to prepare for a long time. And schools want to get the coaches hired before the December 14th recruiting deadline. So I asked Campbell point blank after the press conference. I said, have you talked to schools? And he said, no. I said, are you planning to talk to schools next week? And he said something about so far or for now, or I showed you that quote.
So far.
Yeah, he said, so far I haven't talked to anybody. He said, so far. Then he said, so far Matt Campbell hasn't talked to anybody. And so that led me to, I didn't know whether I was getting, what kind of smoke signals that sent out. But that led me to the fact that, okay, have anybody representing you spoke to anybody? And he said, no. And then I said, because we'd also heard that Campbell had an agent now. And I asked him that. He said, no. So who knows what's going on, but those
are on the record quotes.
Those are on the record
Matt
quotes.
Campbell.
Yeah, they're in theoneregister.com. Yes.
Yeah, they're in Randy's story. Yeah. I would encourage you to check that out.
Yeah. And with the credible report coming out of LA, I would say there's probably smoke right there. Now, just because you talk to somebody and just because if that talk leads to an interview, that doesn't mean you take the job. That doesn't mean that even if you want it, that doesn't mean they might not hire you, or everything could be good on their end, and then you talk to your wife and you get all that involved and you decide no. So who knows? But just because you interview with somebody doesn't mean you're leaving. It just means you're showing interest in leaving, I guess. So and those schools can throw, I would think, a lot more money at Matt Campbell than Iowa State can right now. So,
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's clear if you're talking a USC, if you're talking a LSU. I mean, I think USC right now is the one that has everybody that we've heard from on high alert. But even if you're talking about some of these other programs, you know, Iowa State is probably capped at a number that is less than those programs. I don't know what that number is. You know, I thought when Campbell got to $3 million and $4 million, that was Jamie Pollard and Iowa State stretching their pocketbook as much as they could. So there's always another number out there. And what is Matt Campbell worth to Iowa State? That number is a big, big number, especially when you extrapolate it over the coming years. I mean, let's not forget, this is, what, 2 years ago? I'm losing my time because of, you know, that pandemic that we're in. But remember sitting in the Bergstrom football complex with Jamie Pollard proposing a essential power and light district in Ames, Iowa, and framing it very much in let's keep Matt Campbell and the trajectory and momentum of this football program. So obviously, like, that gives you an insight of on how internally at Iowa State Campbell is viewed as crucial to their football success, and football success is crucial to your financial success. So whatever that number is, it's a big one, but how deep do the pockets go? Presumably less so than USC or an LSU or an NFL franchise.
Yeah, and that was before, when we talked to Jamie, that was before the pandemic.
Yes.
Also, that was before losing some revenue from, you know, whatever TV stuff and the Big 12 payback to the schools. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, Jamie's pretty good at this stuff, so they can be creative. But with Baylor's Dave Aranda not saying he's staying, and with Wake Forest Dave Plosson saying he's staying, Matt Campbell's got the biggest bargaining chip of 2021 right now of any coach out there. So we'll see how he plays it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly among them. I mean, it's, you know, when you say Iowa State can get creative, you know, that's the other thing, is that to be creative, it takes two to tango. And if you've got a non-creative offer elsewhere, do you really want to entertain a creative? I mean, here's the bottom line is, we don't know. I mean, I don't think we have a handle on what exactly Matt Campbell views his long-term career goals as. Is it to be at Iowa State for 30 years? I don't know. Is it to go to USC and win a national title at a place where you know you can win national titles? I don't know. Is it to go to the NFL and try to win a Super Bowl? I don't know. And I think the number of people that truly know that is pretty small.
Is it because of the uncertainty of the Big 12, too, right now? I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the – what was it that the Lions threw out last year, allegedly? $18 million over
– No, like $65 million over 8 years.
$65 million over 8 years, yeah, yeah.
Reportedly.
Yeah, reportedly. Man, what is it that Tucker is getting at Michigan State now, for example? What is it that Franklin's getting at Penn State now? These college contracts are crazy, man. So I don't know whether Iowa State can play on that court, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that they've got cost of living. You know, $5 million a year in Ames goes a lot further than $5 million a year in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I agree. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Campbell has obviously made it clear he likes being at Iowa State.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should take that for granted if you're an Iowa State fan, but it's also not the end-all be-all. Again, I would say the uncertainty right now is at a pretty big high, and here we are at, let's see, it is 9:47 p.m. Central Time. What we're talking about could be obsolete at any point here.
I was just going to say that by the time we get done with this and get back to our laptops, we can, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I think to summarize this part of this is that I think we can surmise that Breece Hall is gone. And we haven't even talked about Will McDonald, for example, but you know, that certainly is somebody else with options. And I think that given the percentage of whether Campbell comes back or is gone, I would say that
don't do it. Don't put a percentage on it.
I'm not going there. Yeah, I'm not going there. I would say that it's certainly, if I'm an Iowa State fan, I'd be red flag concerned right now if you want Matt Campbell to stay.
Iowa State 48, TCU 14. Breece Hall becomes the NCAA record holder for consecutive games with a rushing touchdown. And Iowa State says goodbye to the most impactful senior class that it has ever seen in over a century of football. And the wait now for the man who architected the rise of that senior class, Matt Campbell, to see what he does next, I guess starts now. For Randy Peterson, I'm Travis Hines. This has been the Cyclone Insider and Cyclone Slant podcast. Be sure to check out DesMoinesRegister.com and AmesTrib.com for all your Iowa State football coverage needs.